Blog Talk Radio.
At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Man, I don't know about you, but while I was listening to that song, I just kept feeling waves and waves and waves and waves of Spirit. Because that's what Spirit wants to do. And that's what we should want to do, just to know you. Just to know that no matter what we're faced, Spirit's right there. Just to know that we're loved way beyond anything that we could ever imagine. Just to know that in a moment's time, we can have that miracle. Just to know you. That's all I want. And that's why I started this show a long time ago. Because I want to go deeper and deeper than I've ever been. I don't want to settle. I want to go a little higher every moment, every second. I want to go a little higher. That's what I want to do. And I know that that's what you want to do as well. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and my name is Psychic Medium Michael, and I am the host of this program, and I appreciate you being here tonight. But I'm not in a big hurry. I don't want to miss this now moment with Spirit. I don't want to miss a second of those waves of love that's just coming over me at the moment, and hopefully they're going over you as well. You know, we get in a big hurry sometimes. We just get in this big hurry to go nowhere. But I want to go somewhere tonight. I want to go deeper into Spirit. The card for the show comes from my Healing with the Angel deck. And there's two cards I want to focus on. I pulled two cards for the show. The first one was the intention card. What is our intent? Why are we here right now? Why are you here? Why are you listening? What is your intent? What do you want out of tonight's program? Because whatever that intent is, that is what you're going to get. So what do you need? That's my question to you tonight. Set your intent. Because it all starts with intent. It all starts with purpose. Then the next card I pulled for the show today comes from my Healing with the Angel deck as well. And it's Divine Guidance card. Just to know you. That's what Spirit wants to do. Give you that divine guidance. You know, that divine guidance is more what we need more and more every single day. There's all kinds of craziness going on in our world right now. But that doesn't matter right now. Because right now, we're coming into a now moment with the Spirit within us. Saying, lead me, guide me, direct me. It don't matter if the government shuts down at midnight to me. It don't matter. Because you know why it don't matter? Because I know that Spirit's going to guide me and give me the direction to get through whatever I need to face. So it don't matter. It don't matter when the storms of life beat upon me. Because I know that I have that divine guidance. I know what my intent is. I know what I'm here to do. When you get that, it don't matter. I don't care if the financial stuff collapses around my ears because I know that Spirit's going to provide me bread and water and anything else I might need. And when we get to that place of it don't matter because we know who we are, things will go a whole lot smoother for us, a whole lot better for us. Just to know you is all I want in this now moment. Nothing else matters right now. Just this moment. Go to prayer with me. Father, Mother, God, we come into this now moment for one purpose. We set our intent right now with one purpose. One go. Just to know you. We might have had a crazy, weird day, but we let that go right now. As we come into this now moment. And Father, Mother, God, as I step into this now moment, let me completely and absolutely and positively step out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program, and I'm so thankful for. In this now moment, Father, Mother, God, I pray for my listeners. I pray that you would help them just to know you. To go deep inside of them, where all the answers are, where all the power is. That is where you are, within us. For we are a part of you and part of a bigger picture. And sometimes, Father, Mother, God, we get hung up on all the little things. But the little things don't matter when we go within you. Father, Mother, God, right now, I just ask you to surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit, that white light of protection. And right now we ground ourselves. Right now we white light ourselves. Right now we come into this now moment just to know you. And we say namaste and we say amen. Man, hey, I would fasten up. You know, get those seatbelts out, fasten up a little bit. Feel like it's going to be an awesome ride. I began feeling this about an hour before the show, and it just keeps coming and keeps coming and keeps coming. Because you know why? Because Spirit knows that we have those crazy days that we just need Spirit to grab us up and to hold us and say, hey, you know what? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. And that's what Spirit wants to do with you tonight. Just wants to snatch you up, hold you close, and say, hey, you know what? It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. It might look a little scary right now. I got you. That's what Spirit wants to say to you tonight. I got you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that great? Just to know that Spirit can pick you up and just say, hey, you know what? It's going to be okay. And it is going to be okay. It's going to be awesome. You know, the storms of our lives don't last forever. Thank God for that. You know, hey, I can just say thank God at that. Because I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the storms. I'm ready for that sunshine. And there's sunshine actually around me at the moment. I'm ready for that sunshine. And if you're in a storm right now, that sunshine's coming. I promise, okay? If you'd like to be a part of the program, maybe you want to, I will tell you I have several listeners ahead of you, but we'll try to get to you as quick as possible. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. I wouldn't be shy tonight. I wouldn't be shy. You know, if you need a blessing from Spirit, I wouldn't be shy. I would just say, hey, you know what, tonight's my night. I want everything that Spirit has for me. I wouldn't be shy tonight. You know? And you know, the one thing that Spirit's been telling me lately is to dream bigger. I thought that I dreamed okay, but Spirit said, dream but bigger. Reach higher. And that's what we're going to do tonight. Let's go ahead and get some calls on here. And let's do that. Tempt us. I believe you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help you tonight?
Yes. Actually, I was calling because I needed guidance on a particular relationship that I'm in. Well, my name is Tempest. Well, you know my name is Tempest.
Right.
I was calling in about a particular relationship that I'm in. It's bothering me because the communication between me and Christopher has, like, slowed down a lot. And I really care for him, and I was wondering why is that so, and what does Spirit have to say?
Okay, all right. I would say that it's almost stopped. I would say it's slowing down to a crawl. Does that make sense? Because I saw very little communication when I started looking at this. And his name is Christopher. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to tap into him really quick here, and let me see what's going on with him. Okay, immediately I'm picking up family issues with him that have him distracted a little bit. You totally understand this. I mean, you know, a lot of times we don't communicate. And one thing I will tell you about guys, from a guy point of view, we're not really in touch with our emotions as much. And sometimes we don't even think about picking up the phone and saying, hey, this is going on. You know what I'm saying? We get caught up and we're not even – I believe that he really cares about you. I believe that he would be totally shocked if he thought that you were hurt by this. Okay, so I would reach out to him, you know, just say, hey, you know, I'm here. You know, you're probably already doing that, but I would reach out to him And but this has nothing really to do with you. I know that it's affecting you, but a lot of this just is family stuff that he's caught up with at the moment and totally distracted. You're not the only person that he's not communicating with. He's hardly communicating with anybody at the moment. So I would just hang in here because I really believe that this is a good relationship. I looked at it as soon as you started talking, and I would hate to see you walk on this, because I believe that he's in your path for a reason. So take this time right now to really look at yourself, reach out to him, keep reaching out to him, and just let him know that you're there if he wants to talk.
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't push him, but I would let him know that, you know, I would just nudge him along a little bit, okay?
Okay.
You can nudge, but don't push, all right?
Okay, all right.
So, but I believe you guys were meant to be together, so I would hate to see you walk on this, okay?
Thank you so much, Michael. I really needed that. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, hang in there. It will get better, I promise. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right. Namaste.
Namaste. Bye-bye. Yeah. Bye. You know, a lot of times, you know, people get caught up in life, you know. And right now, everybody, I'm telling you, everybody's under the gun right now. It's just like bam, bam, bam. You know, sometimes it might feel like somebody's just throwing you against a brick wall. You know, so, you know, we gotta be gentle. If we know, you know, I was talking to a friend before the show, and I said, you know, if we're going through it and we sort of know what's going on, can you imagine the people that don't know what's going on, this awakening process that's going on right now? They're being slammed too. So, you know, let's just be gentle with one another right now, okay? This too shall pass and it will get better. But right now we're under the gun a little bit, so be gentle with everybody, okay? Including yourself. Avatar, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
You sound so different, Michael. I haven't talked to you in forever, but you sound different.
I do? Is it a good difference or a bad difference? I don't know.
It's a good difference. You sound so different.
Well, that's good, I guess. So, all right. Now I'm going to have to listen to the show now and see what the difference is. But I appreciate you calling.
When you get a chance.
Okay, I will. Hey, maybe it's the spirit within me. You know.
I think so, because you sound different.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. How can I help you?
I'm calling in reference to this connection that I have to a house that I haven't found yet. And what I did today, I called this number, and I'm going to be going by this place on Wednesday to look at this place. And I was just wondering, is this the one that I'm so spiritually connected to?
Okay, let's look at this. Okay, I got yes, yes, yes. So I'm going to go with yes. so we're not gonna fight spirit on this one because I got yes. Keep manifesting this. Keep drawing it to you. I definitely say yes. This is going to be a good move for you. Actually, this is going to be the best move you've ever made. It's going to go really easy, going to go really smooth, and I definitely see good things coming your way. As you go into October, which starts tomorrow, I feel like that this is just going to be a beginning of a whole new life for you. Things are just going to start opening up for you. Whatever roadblock you had, there feels like there's been a roadblock for at least the last 3 years where things didn't feel like it was moving right. I feel like that you jumped over that. So I definitely only see good things for you. As far as this move, as far as your finances, I don't see anything coming up for you for the rest of the year that I would be concerned about. So just keep moving forward.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. And don't be a stranger.
Okay.
Call in more. All right.
Okay. All right.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Yeah, you have been gone for a while. When I saw your name up on the board, I was like, hey, it's been a while. Talking about being a while, it's been a while since Melvin been with us. Hi, Melvin.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, I love you, man. You're a good guy. I'm calling for two things. Well, the place that I work at the hospital, they're going to close down December 31st.
Right.
They're going to be out about 900 employees, and I just want to know, like, what Spirit has to say, you know, about that, what's coming up for me as far as work and finances or whatever.
Okay, man. That's hard. Yeah, that's not just for you, but for all everybody else. Man, that's just not good news, man. I'm sorry you're going to go through that. And everybody else, too. We're going to pray about this here in a minute. But the one thing I will tell you, Melvin, is I would start looking right now. You know, get some resumes out there, get some applications out there. If you want to stay in the medical field, I would definitely just start, you know, being proactive here. Okay.
Sure.
I feel like everything's going to be okay. I do feel like that another job will open up, but you really got to go beat those bushes. Okay. But I really feel like that you're going to be okay. So that's good news. All right.
I've been putting in.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I have already put in applications for different jobs doing the same thing for right now, but I want to be able to do that until I graduate from college.
Right.
Hopefully be back in, yeah.
And I believe that you will. I believe that everything's going to be okay. I understand, you know, a little bit of fear coming in here, you know, because but just stay in a place of faith and manifest that job. You know, what I would do, Melvin, right now is I would get the job that you want in your head and manifest that ahead past this medical stuff. You know, also I would start shooting towards the job that you want once you're out of school. You know, I would put both of those out there, and let Spirit work with them. You got an awesome spirit. You're a genuine kind of guy, and so Spirit's not going to let you fall on your face, man. That's not going to happen. Okay. But it does look scary sometimes. You know, I have the same problem sometimes. You know, I go into that human place sometimes, Melvin, and it's okay to go there. It's just not okay to stay there. Okay.
Right.
And so, you know, don't stay in that human place. Don't stay in those emotions of fear and what am I going to do, you know, because you're going to be okay. You know, Spirit, you know, we were talking about earlier, you know, how Spirit will pick us up and say, hey, you know what, I got you. That's what Spirit's telling you tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, I got you. I'm going to take care of you.
Yeah.
We're going to pray about this situation because this affects a lot of people, just not you, okay?
Yes, sir, because I've been, you know, lately, you know, it's been off and on with me, but lately I've been having some negative thoughts that been trying to, just rebuke out of my mind. And I'm wondering, not with finances or something, just negative thoughts like, you know, fear of death or either dying or something. I'm like, why am I thinking this? Why is the devil trying to make me give up and quit? So there's got to be something that the Lord has for me, it's going to overflow. So
you're on the verge. You know, I always say this, Melvin, and I've been through the ringer too last few weeks, last month. You know, I understand negative thoughts, okay? And so, you know, the one thing that I want you to do, Melvin, I want you every single day of your life, when you get out of bed, I want you to say this, okay? I want you to say, you know what, this is my day, and negativity, get out of my way. And if you say that every single day and believe that, Melvin, things will turn around for you. Let's go ahead and pray about the situation is coming up with the hospital. So all these people, you know, because I cannot even imagine, you know, what these people are feeling and going through right now. So let's go ahead and pray about this.
Okay.
Father, Mother God, we just thank you for Melvin, and I thank you for him calling in tonight and right now. You know, there's a lot of people that's facing not having jobs here soon. And I ask you to, you know, turn the situation around if possible or give these people work. You know, give them something new. Because when one door closes, Father, Mother, God, another door opens. And that's what we stand on. And we thank you for Melvin, and we thank you for the job that he's going to step into, you know, really soon here. And we thank you for him, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. We appreciate you, Melvin. Hey, man, I love you. You take care of yourself, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Michael. I love you too, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
In there. All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Don't give
up.
Bye-bye. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, and everybody's going through this right now. You know, I bet if we asked everybody on the phone lines right now, if you're battling negative thoughts, I bet everybody would say yes, 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 yes. So what do? Do we just let them run rampant? Do we just say, okay, it's okay to be up there in my head? No. I said this months ago, and this is what we have to do. We have to evict them. We have to say, I'm not going to settle for that. I'm not going to listen to that. Because I'm more powerful and spirits inside of me, and I'm not going to be pushed around by these negative thoughts. And that's what we have to do. We have to take control. For too long, and I've been saying this over and over and over, and I'll say it as long as I have breath in me. For too long, we are being held prisoner by our head. We just have. I'm not getting on to you. I'm saying me too. But what do? We go into spirit. You know, I cannot imagine. You know, it was like, what, 900 people that are going to be out of a job? A whole hospital closing? Man, you know, it'd be really easy for those people to be given up. But this is not the time to give up. We're on the verge of a breakthrough. I feel it. I know it. I wouldn't be telling you that if I didn't believe it. It's not time to quit right now. It's not time to go into a place of despair right now. It's time to get strong. It's time to stand up. It's time to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be okay. It's that time. All right? Let's talk to Veronica really quick here. Hi, Veronica. I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Hi, Michael. I feel like these messages are for me. Lately, I've just been feeling overwhelmed. I'm trying to take one day at a time. And I'm just still waiting for, you know, something to change
break
so
through.
I can move ahead.
Yeah. And I believe you're going to have that. I believe, Veronica, I feel like that in the next week here, as we go into October, I feel like by Friday, you're going to see some movement in a positive direction, in a positive way. And you've been going through this for a while, so I definitely see positive turn here. Now, I'm not going to say everything's going to be perfect on Friday. That would just be silliness because,
right.
You know, it took a while for this stuff all to build up, so it's going to take a little bit of time to get it all in order, okay? But I do believe that there is a turnaround coming Friday for you. The other thing, I pulled a card for you, and it's the Guardian Angel card. And Guardian Angel just wants you to know that they're working on your behalf, getting things prepared for you. Got another card that tells me that blessings are on their way. Another card. Now, you have children, right? Why would I have a children's card popping up? Okay. Focusing on maybe some of the stress is coming from them at the moment. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So what Spirit's saying right now about your children here is saying, okay, don't get pulled into their drama, okay? It's really easy. You know, you want to help. You want to, you know, take care of things. But Spirit says it's time to take care of Veronica. It don't matter what they say or what they think, okay? So you got to take care of you. And you know, they're old enough to take care of themselves. I would not get caught up in their drama. Does that make sense? Why would I be talking about that?
I think the drama is they're worried about my situation, really. I don't know. They're worried about
me. Yeah, well, I feel like that they have their drama, too. So just, you know.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Yeah, just watch that a little bit. And stay
all
focused.
Right.
You know, stay focused that things are going to get better, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right, thank you.
Okay, bye
now. Bye-bye. All right, let's go up to Mike here in Texas. Mike, hi. Mike, hello. Well, Mike might got a lost in Texas. Okay, we'll come back to Mike. All right, let's go to Donna in California.
Hi. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Hi, I guess we lost Mike in Texas. We'll send a search party out and see if we can find him. But how can I help you today?
Well, I'll be moving in a couple of weeks with my boyfriend, and I'm going to be on the job hunt. Is there anything popping up as far as a job and some tips on how to go about? Yeah.
How about the move? You're a little nervous about this. I can tell. About the move part, you know.
Well, just
so,
because I don't have a job. I don't have a job yet, so I'm just hoping.
Right. Yeah. You're going. Otherwise, you're all excited, and this is a good.
Yeah.
This is actually a good move. This is the right step for you. You know that. You don't need me telling you that. You already know that. All right.
Right.
As far as work goes, let's focus on work here for you. I would say about that. Looks like by the end of October. So it looks like to me about that third week in October, you should get an interview. You're working by Halloween. I know that much. So
anything coming to mind? Like a position?
I don't know exactly what you're going to do. I can't focus that much, but all I can, you know, and I think sometimes Spirit wants us to be surprised a little bit. And so, you know, we don't want to know every single detail of our lives. That would be boring. But I would definitely see you by Halloween. They keep focusing on that.
Do you see my unemployment going through? I had to go in before Judge Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah, they're saying
that
yes. Helps. Yeah. Yeah. That would be
thank you.
Yeah. You need some money coming in there.
I know. Is that going to be this week, next week? I mean,
I would say next week. I would say next week at least. Yeah.
Okay,
you know, there's a possibility for this week, but I'm going to go more for next week.
All right.
Okay. But yeah, just keep hanging in there. Hey, I've been on that end, and it can be a little scary. And you're going, man, you know, the bills keep piling up and stuff. Yeah, you know, you get a stack of bills and then you go, wow, what's going to happen? But you're going to be okay. I don't see any major problems.
Okay.
And as far as your relationship goes, it's awesome. Yeah. So you guys keep moving forward. All right.
Yeah, do you see him getting he needs to get a job too. Do you see him getting one? He just has worked.
Yeah, I would see more him in November.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna be a little harder for him, but I would say at least by Christmas he's working. He just needs to keep beating the bushes and look around there. All right.
Great.
All right.
Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay,
have a
no
great
problem.
Day. God bless.
All right.
God bless you.
You too. Bye bye. All right, man. Okay. The psychic guy is gonna take a break. So hold on for me. There we go. My phone lines were going a little bonkers there for a minute. Even my switchboard goes a little bonkers. So, man, we got several callers. You guys hang in there for me. We're going to take a very short break. The psychic guy needs a drink. And so we'll take a break. And how about we put on this song? We'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere.
I give myself permission. To be all I can be, I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission. All I can be, I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Been held captive. I said this before this break. You know, we've been held captive by our thoughts. You know, we can't control everything that goes into our head, but we can control what we do with those thoughts. You know, Melvin was talking about that. You know, he was having some, you know, some wacky things going on in his head. You know, I've been having some wacky things going on in my head. Maybe you've been having some wacky things going on in your head. You know, it's time to give ourselves permission to shine. It's time to give ourselves permission to go within. It's time for us to step into what we are already, which is a spiritual being having a human experience, instead of being pushed around by our heads. You know, it's sort of like when I was in grade school, I had some bullies that pushed me around and you know, tried to dictate, you know, my day, and you know, they got away with it sometimes. And that's how our brain is. That's how our thoughts are. Sort of, if we look at our thoughts like a bully, you know, we wouldn't put up with that. You know, if somebody came and was dictating to you everything that you were supposed to do, you wouldn't put up with that, would you? Nah, I don't think so. And so why are we letting our thoughts do it? Why are we letting our heads do it? I'm just saying. Why? All right. Mike, you went away, but I feel like that I was supposed to talk to you. So if you would like to call back, that would be great. So I see that you disappeared on us totally. So, but I think I have a message for you, so you might want to call back in. I'm going to go 856. Okay, Donna, hi.
Hi, Mike, how are you?
I think I'm getting a little tired or something. How can I help?
No, you're like so full of energy tonight. It's unbelievable. I've been really impressed with the show tonight.
Well, thank you. I think I'm the Energizer Bunny or something. I don't know, but
go ahead. It sure sounds like it. All right, well, you know, my name is Donna, and I've been trying to figure out what to ask. It's about relationships, and I really want to get married again, and I'm wondering, there's a couple of men around me, and I didn't know what you saw around that for me. So I can ask questions about specific men or just a general question.
Okay. I don't think either one of them is the guy. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't date them. That doesn't mean you can't go out with them. But I'm not picking up that they're the guy. Okay? And I think you know that a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean that that can't change. I'm just telling you what I'm feeling in this now moment, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that can change, okay? You know that. Life changes constantly.
Right.
But in this now moment, I'm not picking up the dirty guy that you walked down the aisle with. I feel like that there's somebody else coming into picture here. As you go into December, I feel like another person's popping up, and I feel more concrete with another person popping up. But that's what I'm picking up right now. You know, by the time the show's over, that could have changed. But that's what I'm picking up. You know, that's how fast things change. One time I told somebody something on air, and by the end of the show, I was telling them to call back in because I saw some changes. But you know, that's how fast spirit can change things. But I'm just not seeing a commitment from either one of those guys, and I'm really sorry about that. But
No, that's okay. I was just wondering. I mean, I'm also going out of town this weekend, and I'm wondering if I'm going to meet anybody, but you're saying no, because if it's happening in December, we're not
yeah.
even in October yet.
Yeah, but, you know, now you could come across this path. I'm not saying that you can't cross this path before December, and timelines can be very tricky. I will tell you that as well. But I really feel like that this trip you're going on is definitely going to be a trip full of blessings and some amazing things are going to happen. So, you know, I wouldn't plan anything with this trip. I went on a trip in July, and I didn't have any plans. I just went with the flow, and that's what Spirit wants you to do here. Sort of a lot of times when we plan things out, we don't give Spirit room to move, you know, a little bit. So I would just let Spirit bless you. And I'm pulling some cards on this. Definitely, this is your time to step into your power, into your strength, into the Spirit within. You're a very powerful woman. Do you know that? Yeah, you probably don't need me telling you that, but I don't think you trust it all the time, but you definitely have a lot of power within you. Watch for little signs this weekend as you go on this trip, because I got a sign card. So look for little signs from your loved ones, from your spirit guides, from the angels, because they're definitely going to let you know that they're watching over you. There's an older woman around you. She has a broom. I don't know why. I feel like that this is a grandma or something, but she has a broom. And what I'm picking up with her is that she's cleaning all that negativity away from you. You know, a lot of times, again, it goes back to that power card. I believe you step into that, but you're also swayed by other people a little bit too much. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's coming in, sweeping those people away. I feel like you're going to have to make some decisions about some people around you. And you know, as you go out of this year, you know, as you start next year, really look at the people that you associate with, because I feel like you're associating with some people that are just draining you. Does that make sense? So you might want to really look at that as you go out of this year and into the next year. And hopefully that helps you. And have a wonderful trip, okay?
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a good night. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bam. All right. Let's keep moving here. Let's jump down here to Susie. Hi, Susie. You're on air with me. Hi.
Michael, I'm so excited that you're on. I'm so happy.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're happy.
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting for you, and I'm hoping that you're feeling better.
Well, it sounds like I'm feeling better, so I would say yes.
Thank God.
I'm doing much better. So, but how can I help you tonight?
How do you feel my October will be?
Okay, let me go ahead and pull some cards here, and let's see what's going on.
I'm excited.
That's the word I was going to use, excited. because I saw Stephen had like a big marquee, and he ran across the words exciting across it. And so, and also breakthrough. I keep hearing the word breakthrough and marvelous, magical, destiny. All these words are popping into my head. So you're stepping into that magical time of your life, Susie, where you're going to let go of the past. You know, a lot of times we think we've let go of it, but we still got a hold of it a little bit. So what you need to do is let go of all the worry, all the fret, all the despair, and say, you know what? You know, I'm going to give myself permission, sort of what that song earlier was saying. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to give yourself permission to be the person that you are, which is a spiritual being. And you got to give yourself that and step into that place. And so that's what you're going to do as you go into October. Let's go ahead. I said I was going to pull some cards, right? The power card pops up again here. You know, stepping into your power. Definitely good news about your relationship. You know, you're going to be more playful as you go into October. You're not going to be so serious. You're not going to take yourself so serious. Definitely keep listening to the spirit within you as you go into October. And then really work with ideas and inspiration. Write down stuff. You know, really step in. Let your creative side shine forth as you go into October. And definitely abundance. So definitely going to be blessed.
Yes, I am actually planning to, planning it, but Spirit always, you know, can change that.
Right.
Having this very necessary conversation with this person that we've talked about.
Right.
And I feel that it's going to be, like, way awesome.
Yeah, I believe so. I don't see any problems. So, you know, just keep trusting the spirit within you. You know, the one thing I would tell you, just be really, you know, careful. Because a lot of times, you know, we have things planned out and spirit shuffles that around a little bit. So be open for changing your plan a little bit. Okay.
Right.
Okay. You know, don't have it have some room for flexibility. Because a lot of times what happens is we make all these plans and we don't have any flexibility. You know, it's da-da-da-da or, you know, it's not going to work. So I would definitely just be flexible, okay?
I will do that. And we'll talk about this more whenever you're ready and up to it. I'm looking forward to, looking forward to talking to you.
Because I need to get those readings taken care of. So send me an email and we might be able to work that out tomorrow if you have some time tomorrow.
Yes, that would be very exciting.
Okay, yeah, I was going to contact you. So send me an email and give me some times that you're available tomorrow and we'll try to work it out, okay?
That would be wonderful.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye, Susie.
Thank you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and... see that Mike's called back in, so let's go ahead and drop down here to Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. We hit you earlier, but you were not there. And I'm glad you called back in. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you very much, first off, for taking my call. I'm calling because I wanted to see what Spirit's giving you in regards to I'm having an issue with a class. So I'm trying to get another class to count credit for it, if you will, in hopes to graduate in December.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see you graduating in December, and I believe that this other class will open up for you as well. So those are good news. The one thing that when you were on my switchboard earlier, Mike, I kept looking at your name, and I kept picking up something, and my job is to deliver to you messages that I get, okay? So the one thing that spirits tell me is a lot of times you can step into a place of fear and you allow that sort of push you around a little bit. Does that make sense? About things not working out, or there's also somebody that I could be way off. I've been reading for a little bit. But it feels like that a lot of times there's somebody – that you're worried about pleasing. Does that make any sense to you, or am I way off? Because I could be way off.
No, you're perfect.
Okay. So what I would tell you is don't worry about what other people think about Mike, okay? And I believe that we're talking about something here, but, you know, the one thing they keep telling me is not for you to worry about what other people think about you. But really, when it comes down to bottom line, Mike, all that really matters is what Mike thinks of Mike, okay? And you're an awesome person. You're going to do awesome, wonderful things ahead, you know? And so don't get caught up in everybody else's drama, or don't even let them pull you in there, because I feel like you have a tendency of allowing that to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and very distracted. You can get very distracted very easy. So, hey, I understand. And you're very intuitive. I don't know if you know that, but that's the reason why you get very easily distracted, because the spirit world pulls on you a little bit. So does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, yeah. And so I don't know if you're doing anything with the things that you're seeing and dealing with, but I would not ignore the spirits that are around you, okay? Because they have a way of getting our attention sometimes, Mike, and so I would pay attention to them.
I'm just trying to see how to go about moving forward from here, you know? Like, I feel like I've done all I can so far.
Yeah, and you have so far. Right now, just rest a little bit. There's some great things ahead for you. As you go into October, I really feel October is going to be really a really good month for you. There's not a whole bunch of stuff's going to go happen, but I just feel like it's going to be that month you really come into yourself and really get to know you, and that's important. Also, there's somebody that's going to contact you, somebody you haven't talked to for a while. This looks like a friend or somebody, a male friend, about Friday. Maybe ask you to hang out over the weekend or something. I just feel like somebody's going to ask you to spend some time with them. Looks like an overnight thing. So I would be open to it. But I feel like that something's going to be happening over the weekend. So please let me know when all that stuff happens, and I appreciate you calling in again. All right. Thank you, Mike.
I definitely will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, now it's time to do some business stuff. And then we're going to take some more calls, but let's do some business stuff. We are at the end of September. What that means for this program is this. We need some money. Simple, down-to-earth money. That's what we need. So, and I'm not asking you to give us all the money that we need. I'm asking you to do your best gift. Otherwise, you know, who knows? But please give what you can. How you do that is by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. If you scroll down the page, you're going to see a lady there pointing her finger or hand, I think it's a hand, actually, to a donation button. What you do is very simple. You click on that donation button, you make a donation, and we continue forward. Okay, this show is totally supported by you. Give what you can. Enough said. All right. So we have some great guests coming up in October. One of them is actually tomorrow. His name is Chris, and awesome person. I haven't really met him, but I've watched some of his videos, and really cool. What he does is he does health readings and stuff using a pendulum. It's awesome. And so we've never had a guest on like that before. So Chris will be with us tomorrow at 5 p.m. Central tomorrow. So I don't know if he does readings on air, but we'll find that out and we'll let you know. But I probably not, because I think it probably goes into a lot of details and stuff. But I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. All right. That's tomorrow. We're still in this now moment, right? We're not going to get hung up on tomorrow. But if you would like to make a donation, go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. We do need your help. It does cost us about $40 a month to provide this program to you. And I just simply don't have it. And so if you like what you hear here, which you say you do, you know, give what you can. You know, I know a lot of you don't get paid until tomorrow maybe. So you could give tomorrow too. So, and the one thing I want to do right now is, before we take any more calls, you know, I've been watching the news a little bit here and there, and I don't have my head in the sand. I know that there's some crazy stuff going on our planet right now. One of those crazy things is this government shutdown thing that's supposed to happen at midnight. I don't know if they've come to a deal. You know, I sort of call them like little kindergartners in a sandbox fighting over silly stuff. But that silly stuff affects us. And, you know, somewhere or another, we need to send a message to them. I'm not very into politics or something. But, you know, right now, it's just this they remind me of two little boys in a sandbox fighting over a sand bucket. That's what they remind me of. And so, you know, it's just silliness. And, you know, so we're going to pray about the silliness. And, you know, Spirit can do all kinds of things. And one thing that's happening here is all this craziness keeps us in a place of fear. You know, it just keeps us in that fear place. And again, and that's where our brains, you know, I bet a lot of people are sitting around right now fretting about this thing instead of praying about this thing. So let's pray about this thing and change it, okay? And then, you know, when election time comes up, this is free. This is not going to cost you anything. I would send a message. But let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything you do for us. And right now, you know, our government officials are debating and trying to avoid this shutdown that is pending. But I just pray that you would just intervene here and that you would just touch them and you would let them know that it is for the people, by the people. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just ease everybody's minds right now. I can imagine that people are sitting around at 6 o'clock here in my time. And in the 6 hours, the government may shut down. And I can imagine that a lot of people are worried about this. A lot of people are afraid about this. But we don't go into a place of fear. Because you said that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of might and of a sound mind. And that is where we're going to stand. We're going to stand in power. We're going to stand in might. And we're going to stand in a sound mind. We're not going to go into a place of fear, because that is not from you. So we are not going to go into that place. So I ask you to ease everybody's fears and let us go into a place of peace. We thank you for it. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. Taken care of. All right. So let's give it to Spirit and let Spirit deal with it. You know, that's one thing I've learned. One thing I'm learning in these weeks here, you know, I've been dealing with stuff that I should have been handing over. Have you ever done that? You're just dealing with stuff. You're dealing with worry. You're dealing with fret. You're dealing with all this stuff. And then you go, and then you hand it over to Spirit after, you know, you're pulling your hair out and everything. But why don't we just hand it over to begin with? Why don't we just say, hey, here you go. I can't deal with it. You know, hey, my finances look a little crazy right now. Hand it over. You know, got some health issues. Hand it over. That's what you got to do. Just hand it over. You don't have the answer. The answer is within you. But you got to ask. You know, Spirit knows what you need before you ask. You know that? And then you're wondering, okay, if Spirit knows what I need before I ask, why should I ask? That's a very good question. I got a very good answer. Because Spirit wants you to. Spirit wants you to ask. Do you know that your angels can't intervene in your situations unless it's an emergency situation? They got to have permission. Your spirit guide has to have permission. Spirit within you has to have permission. So give it permission to work in your life, to bring those blessings into your life, to bring those miracles into your life. I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm sick and tired of being in a place of lack. So I'm going to start saying I don't work from a place of lack. I don't even think lack. I only see prosperity, and I prosper in every area of my life. And this is what you got to start doing, you know, every single day. So let's do this. I'm going to write this down, actually. Hold on. Got a piece of paper. Got a pen. So what we're going to do is we are going to start saying this Okay, I'm writing this down. So hold on. We're going to start saying, I don't work from a place of lack. I don't live in a place of lack. I live in a place of power and of might and of a sound mind. We're going to say that every single day. Okay, so what we're going to say is, I don't work. I'm going to write this down. I don't work from a place of lack. Place of lack or a place of fear. But I work from a place of might, of power and might, and a sound mind. Okay? And if you say this, let's do it for 30 days. Okay? We're going to do it for 30 days, starting tomorrow. So every day in October, I think there's 31 days in October, right? So 31 days, we're going to say, I don't work from a place of lack and of fear, but I work from a place of power and might and a sound mind. 31 days. And at the end of October, you're going to see a change in you, in your situation, in your life. I don't work from a place of lack and of fear, but I work from a place of power and might and a sound mind. Also, okay, you know, I don't want you to say it like this. Well, I don't work from a place of lack and of fear, but I work from a place of power and might, of a sound mind. I don't want you to say it like that. I want you to say it and believe it. When you say the word power, I want you to feel that. When you say the word might, I want you to feel that. When you say a sound mind, I want you to send a message to your head that says, hey, you know what? I ain't going to put up with that craziness anymore. It's time to serve some eviction notices. What it's time for. We know we're spiritual beings, for Pete's sakes. We are already. I'm a spiritual being already. It's time to work from that place. It's time to live in that place. We can do it now. All right. Let's talk to, I think your name is Sheena. Hopefully I said it right. Hi.
Hello, hi, Michael. I had spoken with you about a particular person. I think it was on last week.
Okay.
And you told me that this person, you didn't see this person contacting me, but he actually did call me. I found out he called me. And so,
okay.
You know, now I just want to find out what was the purpose of that call and, you know, how to go about communicating. His name is Kevin.
Okay. All right. I'm having a hard time hearing you, but I think I got the question. Let me repeat it back to you just to be sure I got it right, okay? So what you're asking Spirit tonight is what's going to go on with Kevin and that, or am I off on the question here? What was his intent of the phone call? Okay. All right,
yes.
I got it. Okay, let me. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I've been reading for a little bit, so I'm going to be quiet for just a second to be sure I get the right information here, okay? Okay, and his name's Kevin, correct? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. The one thing that I pick up on here, and this is in this now moment, the one thing that I would tell you is, you know, proceed with caution, but I do feel like that this is an okay relationship. So I'm not saying anything bad about the relationship because I believe that it's a good thing. What I would do is, you know, just sort of something I told a caller way earlier, you know, just let him know that you're there. You know, just, you know, reach out to him. Even if he doesn't respond back to you, I would just, you know, keep letting him know, hey, you know, I wouldn't do it 24 times in a day. But I would do it, you know, once in a while and say, hey, you know what, I'm just thinking about you. You know, we just haven't talked for a little bit. So I would just let them know they're around, okay? Because I do feel like that there's a good relationship building here, okay? It's not there totally yet. It's building. It's in a building stage. As far as the call, you know, I'm not sure what his intent was. I'll be totally honest. I don't know what his intent was. Maybe to open communication up with you. And so that's the only thing I see is that opening communication, you know. So just let it flow, and I believe you're going to see some changes in this relationship as you go into October. I feel like he's going to be more communicative as you go into October. But it's going to be a slow process for him. But I do feel like there will be more communication as you go into October, which starts tomorrow.
Okay, and this is more of like a friendship or is a romantic?
No, I feel like it will be romantic, but it's just going to be some time. It's going to take some time to get there. It's going to be a slow process, but I do see more seriousness with this relationship as you go into next year. So this is going to be a slow process, but there is a definite positive change in this relationship come about April. Okay, I don't know exactly what that is, but it is a positive change. Okay, and
what
and
about
so,
what about the traveling a lot? He travels a lot.
Well, you're that is just your trust issues with his travel, but you know, I see that it's going to be okay. I don't see any problems with his travel or anything like that.
Involved with another woman or anything like that?
No, I that's the first thing I check. And I didn't. I don't know why it's the first thing I check. It's just the first thing I check. And but I didn't see anybody else around him. I'll be honest. If I saw something, I'd tell you. But I think that's your brain talking to you because of all this travel he does and things like that. But I don't see that. I honestly don't see anybody else around him. I've checked 4 times in the conversation of you and me. And each time I didn't see anything. Okay? Mm-hmm. I appreciate you calling in. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Bye-bye. I'll stay. All right. Let's move on to Danielle. Hopefully. Hi.
Hi. It's Danielle.
Okay. All right. How can I help you? Thank you. Appreciate you saying your name for me. Go ahead.
No problem. I just wanted to see if there's any messages for me from spirit or guides or angels, whatever.
Okay. All right. Is there a particular focus, anything going on that you need some answers on? It would help me a little bit right now.
Yeah, we had a family blow up yesterday.
Okay.
Not really myself, but it was my aunt and my niece, and they're kind of both in a bad spot, and it just worries me. And
yeah. Because the one thing that I saw was like a stick of dynamite, and it just blew up.
Uh-huh.
And well, this had been building for a while. And then you've been around these explosive situations where it doesn't take much to light that fuse. You know, it's just that one little spark, and that's what happened. I believe that this can be resolved, and I believe it will be resolved. I have an older woman coming across here from the other side. And it's almost like she was the patriarch of the family. I don't know if this is a grandmother or does that make any sense? There's
absolutely
a woman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. She's like not just coming for, she like had one big huge foot and take one step. I mean, it was I wish you could see what I see. But it
no,
was just
I believe
like,
it.
Yeah. She just stepped here and said, okay, enough of this nonsense already. Would she be like that? Because she's saying enough of this nonsense. Okay, she's like they're acting like little grade school kids, you know. She wants you to know, you know, not to get really involved in this. You know, just take a back seat, not to worry about this. It's going to be okay. That's what she keeps telling me. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Because she says that you're the kind of person that wants to fix everything. And, you know, and she says, this is not your place to fix this. Okay, I'm just relaying the messages. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
Okay. Yeah, She's like, you want to fix everything, but you can't fix this. They got to work it out. They will. You know, if you get in the mix, then it's just going to get more messed up and just, you know, she just wants you to take a back seat right now. And just.
I have. Okay. I could have got involved, right. And I didn't.
Okay,
and
that's good. Yeah, she's proud of you. Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, but, you know, just, you know, don't take sides, you know. Try to be neutral here, okay? And because, you know, if you take sides, then it's just going to get more messed up, and she doesn't want you to do that. So hopefully that helps and that makes sense, okay?
It does. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, because it was like, man, I wish you guys could see some of the things I see. Man, it was just like I saw this leg come right out of the other side and just step out, and it's like, wow, bam. Yeah, so that's cool. All right, Sharon, you're on air with me. Hi, I appreciate you calling in tonight.
Hi.
Hey, hi, how can I help you?
Yeah, honey, thanks for taking my call. I'm really glad you prayed the prayer you did about the fear.
Right.
That was really appropriate for me. But, honey, I was hoping you could kind of take a look and help me understand or know who it is that's been trying to destroy me. I think I know he's been hacking my phones, is on probably right now. That's why you hear that static.
Right.
And,
yeah.
But they've crossed the line to endanger my life and my mom. And maybe if you can tell me if there's anyone out there that will help me.
Okay. The one thing that there's definitely things out there that will help you. The one thing that I'm going to ask here, we're going to ask Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is the most powerful angel there is. And,
right.
You know, no matter, you know, there's a scripture in the Bible. I grew up in church, and there's a scripture in the Bible that says, you know, I will not fear what man can do unto me. And so we're going to stand on that tonight as we ask Archangel Michael. We're going to ask Archangel Michael to come forward at this moment in time. And to start working on your behalf, okay? And this will take care of itself. You know, the one thing, you know, people can try to do whatever they want, but the one thing that is amazing here is that once, you know, we believe in angels. We believe in a force that a lot of people don't understand. And right now, Archangel Michael is working on your behalf. I can almost see a sword severing between you and these people that have been taking care of you. The other thing that is stepping in here is a guardian angel. And the one thing that I want you to do, Sharon, is I want you, after we get done talking, I want you to visualize you, your mother, and anybody else that you want to protect in a bubble of white light. And I want you to see that. And that will protect you. And, you know, they can listen in on your conversations. They can do whatever they want. But I wouldn't go into that place of fear or, you know, but I would go into that place of faith. And every time you go into that place of fear, when this fear pops up, I want you to call upon Archangel Michael and say, hey, you know what? I ain't going to deal with this fear. Sever that cord and let it go. Okay? Because they're going to help you with this.
I feel like, you know, it's been going on for a while, but I kind of feel like maybe – you know, the battle is to get them exposed and stopped. And
right,
I'm wondering
if
that's true. Is that going to happen?
I believe by mid-October you're going to have some resolution on this. This thing's done. I'm going to stand on that tonight. This thing's done. The people that are doing this are going to be revealed. We're going to stand on that tonight. We're going to believe that. And by the middle of October, I want you to call me back and say, you know what, Michael? This is taken care of. And spirit work this out, you know, because
I feel much better because, you know, I've gotten some validation that it is not legal, you know, that it isn't anything that was supposed to, because at first I thought, well, maybe I'm under some investigation, and then, you know, it was confirmed, but I feel badly, and I'm hoping you can help me too, is the stress of it all has caused me to be, do you ever see that movie Mystic River?
Yeah.
With Sean Penn?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
You know, the story, the gist there was accusing the wrong person, you know, thinking
right.
the
right.
wrong. And, you know, when this has been going on, the stress I've been under, it's caused a rift in a lot of relationships, and I was wondering if you see any healing in those relationships, or
especially with
the person.
Yeah, and the one thing that I would say again, you know, call upon Archangel Raphael. Raphael is a healing angel to heal these wounds and stuff like that, and I believe he will. So, but I've got to move on tonight. But I do appreciate you calling in, and hopefully I helped you. Okay.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. All right, bye-bye. All right, yeah. You know, just call upon our angels to help us. You know, we have those divine helpers. We just need to use them. And a lot of people don't know how, you know. But what you do is just say, hey, you know what, I need your help. I need your guidance. All right. All right, and let's go to, for some reason, Spirit wants me to go here. So we're going to go to 610. Could you say your name for me, please? Hello? Hello? Huh. Okay, nobody's there.
Hello?
Oh, there you are. Oh, I'm coming back. Hi. All right.
Hello?
Hi, I'm coming back to you. I almost was moving on, but I'm glad to help you. How can I help tonight?
Yes, I just want to know, do you have any kind of messages for me at all from, my angels or anything?
Okay. All right. Yeah, as soon as I started talking to you, I'm my chest is tightening up a little bit. Have you felt that today, or who would I be feeling? Something to do with the chest. Okay, we're going to go with the spirit here, okay? Somebody, not a heart attack, but something with their lungs. Would there be anybody on the other side? This is a male. Anybody on the other side that passed from like something with their lungs? They couldn't breathe I'm actually going to say black lung. They had black lung or something like that. Does that make any sense to you, or I could be picking up somebody else?
You might be picking up someone else, but I mean, this could have happened in my family. And I may not know the person or something.
Okay. Yeah, because. I'm going to stick with this because I believe that it connects with you even if you don't know it's connecting with you. So I'm just going to stick with this for a little bit, okay? Because I feel like it's connecting, and I don't want to miss this connection because this is and you might do some research. You might ask somebody about this, so I just wouldn't blow it off. This is somebody that either worked in a mine. Because I almost see like underground, like they worked underground. So this would have to be a miner. Something like that. Because, you might just check around with some family members, see if somebody's around like that. But the person is coming forward to tell you to draw upon your inner strength. You come from a very strong line of family that is strong. I don't know what that means to you right now in your current situation, but they're telling me to tell you that. So that's my job.
Okay.
Now, do you have a particular question? Do you have anything that's pending with you right now that you need some answers on?
Yeah, I want to know, did I at least find a job that I'm comfortable at working, making, at least a nice amount of money? And would I get into the school that told me to wait, that they're still, dealing with figuring out if they're going to accept me into their school or not?
Okay.
So.
Yeah, the school is a yes. Job looks like to me, okay, let me go back to school for a minute. They're saying yes on the school. I would say it's about the same time as the jobs popping up here. Looks like late October, early November. On both of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the job, what do you see me doing possibly?
I can't see that right now. I don't have that. All I have is that it looks like about the end of October, November. I can't see what it is.
Okay,
tried. Yeah, I tried. But hopefully that helps you today, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Bye-bye.
I probably should look at the clock and see where we are on time. Okay, there we go. Because I just I could be talking and we'd go off the air. So it's never happened, but there's always a first time for everything. So let's go ahead and Rose, at this time, I'm going to go ahead and close our phone lines. If you're on the switchboard, please stay on the switchboard. But Rose, I'm not going to take any more calls tonight, except for the ones that are on my switchboard. So, because we're running down on time. Let's go ahead and talk to 978. Could you say your name for me, please?
Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a question. I have a 30-year-old son, and he was married once before, divorced. Then he hitched up with a girl who's 10 years older than him. They had a baby together. They're not married. She holds the money, this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. My son is not talking to me, and I only got to see my grandchild, who's 5 months, for 4 hours over Labor Day. Yeah. And I want to know what's going on with him, and will he contact me? He has me blocked on Facebook, on his phone, email, everything. I cannot get in touch with him.
Yeah, this is a bad situation. I'm going to slow down for just a second, okay? I'm gonna look at this pretty close, okay? I'm not going to rush through this because this is really serious. And I want to say on a personal level that I'm sorry you're going through this. This is just not right. And so on a personal level, I want to say that I'm sorry you're going through this. Now, the one thing we're going to do, we're going to pray here in a minute about the situation, but because I believe that Spirit can take care of this and open this open communication. And, you know, I don't know why he's doing this. You know, I do feel like that she is an influence here.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, and so the one thing is, you know.
I don't know why she doesn't like me.
I don't know that either. I don't have that, you know, but. You know, who knows? I mean, she's a little mixed up in her head a little bit, you know, and there's just some things going on. But I feel like, honestly, I feel like communication from him is going to come here in November. I also saw that last week in October, but I'm going to be more confident with November as him stepping towards you. Okay, because I believe that this relationship between you and him can be mended and can be worked. And, you know, and I don't really feel like that she's going to be in the picture too much longer. I feel like that they're going to break up here. I wouldn't see that happening until probably looks like around Christmas. But I looked into next year and I don't see her in the picture as you know, she's not going to pass or anything. I just feel like she's going to move on.
No.
Yeah.
But do you think they'll be together Christmas, or do you think they'll?
I don't see them together on Christmas. I actually see him around you on Christmas.
Well, I do have another son who's coming home from college on Christmas.
Yeah, but I believe that the son that we're talking about now will be around you around Christmas. Now, I'm not saying that he's going to be there all day long, you know, but I do believe that he will make a step towards you. And that's a good thing. You know, don't push him. You know, just let this develop on his own terms, and I believe it will work out. So, okay?
Will I get to see my grandchild at Christmas, or do you think he will not be coming?
No, that's a yes. Yeah, that's a yes.
So she won't be coming, he will?
No, she won't. I don't think that she'll be in the picture. I think that they'll be broke up by then.
I know, but she could get custody or...
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't see that happening. No.
You don't?
No, I don't see that at all. No.
Wow.
No. Yeah, so that's
all
nothing.
Right.
All right.
Well, the thing is, she's so competent and she makes good money, and I couldn't imagine her not having her child.
Spirit can intervene where Spirit needs to intervene, so we're going to let Spirit intervene in this case, okay?
All right, thank you so much, Michael.
All right, thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, honey. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and... I did say we were going to pray about that, right? Yeah, I did. The dogs are fighting over food. amazing live radio, what are you going to say? So let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for the opportunity to laugh. You know, a lot of times in our lives, you know, we get burdened down, and you just want us to lighten up a little bit, not take old things so serious. And I pray right now for this situation with Catherine and her son and this whole situation of the grandkids and everything. And I just ask that you would step in here and intervene in this situation and work it out according to your higher plan, your higher will. And we just thank you for it. We say namaste and we say amen. Okay, hold on for just a second. Okay. I need to deliver this channeled message, and so we're going to do that, and we're going to do that right now. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. We come to you tonight to let you know that you are loved. We come to you tonight to let you know that above all else, we are with you. It does not matter to us what is outside of you. What matters is what's inside of you. Go inward tonight. Do not go to a place of fear. For it does not matter what they may do. What matters is what you will do. What the Spirit will do through you if you allow us to do that. We thank you for doing what you should do, and that is to step into you. Do not be distracted by outside things, but go inward. For if you go outward, then you will go into a place of fear. But we ask you tonight to go into a place of, not into a place of fear, but don't go into a place of doubt. We ask you to go inward in this now moment. And we say namaste. And we say amen. We are the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. you know, the one thing that I love that song. That song has special meaning to me. Actually, I Believe I Can Fly. There was a time in my life when I was going through a really difficult time, and you know, I thought everybody left me. I just thought I was, you know, me against the world, and I was I heard that song playing on the radio, and it said I Believe I Can Fly, and I remember I'd go out in the yard and I'd be shooting baskets and I'd be like, you know, singing to the top of my lungs, I believe I can fly. I believe that I can soar. You know, I see before me an open door. She was saying when we make up our mind, I want to focus on that for a minute, you know, because it all starts in our head. It starts with our thoughts. You know, I know a lot of people right now that are battling sickness. My brother's one of them. I have a friend, her mother was diagnosed with cancer. You know, and on and on and on and on. There was a little baby. She's like, we talked about the two-year-old boy. He's two. But there was a baby, and this baby's right now on a ventilator. I forgot how old she is. She's not very old. She's had two open heart surgeries already. And tonight, she's in a hospital in Kansas City, you know, fighting for her life. There's a ventilator on her. You know, but I believe in a spirit that can heal. And in these last 22 minutes, you know, I want to focus on healing. I want to focus on you and on me. You know, my mom fell Friday at the nursing facility where she is, and she's in a lot of pain. You know, we just need healing in every area of your life. So whatever you need right now, I want you to focus on that. What I don't know your situation, but Spirit does. Spirit knows what I'm worried about, what I'm stressed about. Spirit knows what you're worried about, what you're stressed about. How about let's just hand that over? You know, it goes back to what I said earlier on the show. You know, the Spirit just wants to... You know, I remember one time... when I was little, I was trying to learn how to ride a bike and wasn't having a very good, learning quick, I would say. And I remember I was pedaling my bike down the sidewalk and trying to pedal my bike down the sidewalk, and I fell down and I scuffed up my knee and I ran to my mother, and she snatched me up, and she said, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. You know, and I got comfort from that. So tonight, you know, as we stand on the brink of what everybody is saying, that the government could shut down, you know, Spirit's coming in here tonight reassuring you that everything's going to be all right. It don't matter, really. Because you're going to be all right. You know, I remember when I felt like everybody had left me, and it just seemed like it was just me against the world. I remember singing those songs, you know, I Believe I Can Fly. And I did. You know, you got to set our mind differently. You know, doctors don't have final word. Spirit does. You know, I don't know why some people get healed and some people don't. I don't know that. But I know this. I know that Spirit is in charge of every situation, every circumstance, and Spirit won't put more on us than we can bear. One thing I've been learning in the last month is what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. It does, if we allow it to. It makes us stronger. If we allow it to. So we have to allow it. Let's go ahead and take some more calls really quick. We're running out of time. Kimberly, you're on air with me. Hi, appreciate you calling in tonight.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you? We're about running out of time, so we're going to have to hurry a little bit.
Okay, that's fine. I am looking for a place, and I just want to know how long do you think it's going to take for me to find.
Yeah, you're in a new place by November.
Okay.
Yeah, that was quick. Hey, you know, spirit doesn't beat around the bush. Spirit goes right directly to. Okay. Yeah. Hey, you're gonna move. This is November. Yeah. You know, we're the ones that beat around the bush. Spirit's direct and say, hey, no, this is your answer. Here it is. You know, and hey, that's one thing I love about spirit. You know, I'd rather have those direct answers. You know, even if it's no, I'd rather have a direct answer. You know,
And so
you're definitely in a new place by November.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the answer. Let's go to Connie. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, Michael.
How can I help you?
I wanted to know if you could find out if I should still burn my candles to manifest a new job, or should I just stop and just sit still?
Okay. Here's the answer. Okay. Spirit wants you to light your candles, okay, and then sit very quiet, okay, and focus on when you light your candles. Focus on the flicker of the candles. I don't know why, but it's very important that you do this. Okay? And then when you blow your candles out, I want you to see that job manifested. Okay? This is what they're telling me for you to do. Okay? And so I want you to see that because you definitely have this job. So manifest it. Bring it to you. This job is yours. But they want you to take those steps, and I don't know why. But that's just what I was told to tell you. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, bye-bye. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Anne-Marie. Anne-Marie, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. You're my last call of the day, I think, but go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to tell you, I talked to Joseph, and I gave him Your Awakening. He's going to get in touch with you.
Okay, awesome. How can I help you tonight?
And I just wanted you to give me a general blessing from Spirit, if you could.
Okay, let me pull some cards really quick here. And, meditation. They want you to spend some quiet time with Spirit. So, quiet your mind. Don't you let your mind race around with you. Just go into that quiet place. Also, put on some music. I think that the spirits from the other side want to talk through music to you. So I would put on some songs and listen to the words very carefully because somebody from the other side wants to communicate through music.
Wow.
Okay? All right? Because I got a sign card. I got a sign card that tells me there's going to be little signs from your loved ones. So pay attention, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
I love you.
Love you too.
Namaste.
All right, bye-bye. Namaste. All right, bye-bye. All right. So, man. This is the first time I could take a breath. So I appreciate everybody calling in tonight. You guys are awesome. We're going to mention really quick one more time. We are at the end of the month. What that means for Spiritual Talk Radio is bills are due tonight. I think we have actually tomorrow. But they're due really close. And so what that means is we need about $40 to continue forward. Okay, give your best gift. I'm not asking one person to give all of that, okay? But, you know, I would you know, think about it and see what you can give. And go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. There's a donation button right there. Give what you can. You know, if you can give $40, great. If you can give $5, great. If you can give $1, great. It don't matter. You know, Spirit will take care of us. But, you know, we do need your help if you want to help, all right? Enough said about that. But, you know, bills are due. We got to have money, too. So, all right. And this show's always been supported by you from the very moment that we started Spiritual Talk Radio. So I know that Spirit will take care of us. All right. That's a nice thing. I don't stress out because I know that Spirit will help us. Always does. Always will. That won't change. So, all right. You know, I appreciate you guys so much. I want to say that tonight. And we got some really cool guests coming up. We have one tomorrow. And also, if you go, why don't you go over here with me? Let's pull up our website, www.insightswithmichael.com is where you can set up readings with me. Why don't you hop over here with me if you don't mind? And we got some new stuff on there I wanted to point out to you. There's a little calendar. If you hit that little orange square right there on the calendar where it says online calendar, let's click that and see what happens. Okay? And it will pop up like a little pop-up bubble. And tomorrow at 5 o'clock, we have Chris. I'm not sure how to say his last name. Hopefully, I don't butcher it. Chris Keller will be with us tomorrow. And, you know, I'm excited. He does something cool that I've never heard of or seen. And he uses a pendulum and some own charts that he's developed to do health readings. And he'll be talking about that tomorrow. On the air with us. And then if you click on the other orange square on Thursday, who do we have? Karen Dowling will be with us on Thursday. And so some really cool people coming up, and you can just go look at the whole calendar for October by going up there and clicking that little arrow, and it will take you to October, and you can see that we have all those little orange squares, except for November 2nd, our guests that are coming up. And if you would like to be a guest on our program, just drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com is our email address. Let's get you on the calendar. Let's get you on air. And, you know, let's see where Spirit leads us. All right. So you can check out the services I offer and all that stuff. You can book a reading right there on that front page. You know, there's a contact form, all kinds of stuff over there, so just check it out. Still working on some areas, but there's information coming, some changes off and on. So, all right. Let's go back over to Blog Talk Radio. I guess it's Blog Talk Radio, right? All right, so back over to my switchboard. I appreciate you guys. We're going to go ahead and close out. I've been talking for a couple of hours here. I need to breathe. But enjoy your evening tonight. And I wouldn't watch any news, really. It will just drag you down and, you know, surround yourselves. The one thing that Spirit's been really talking to me about, and I just want to share this with you, you know, surround ourselves with positive people, positive things. You know, it don't matter. Spirit's got us, you know, and that doesn't mean that, you know, we stick our heads in the sand. It means that we pray about situation. We pray about circumstances. We pray about things, and that's what we do. We stand in a place of power and of might and of a sound mind. You know, if you turn on your news right now, all you're going to hear is the same old, same old, same old. And I'm ready for something different. I'm ready for something new. And that's what's coming. Yeah, we're going to have to go through some rough stuff ahead for a little bit. That's just for a little bit. But on the other side of all the chaos, all that fear, all that other stuff, some really great days ahead for us. It's going to take a little bit of time to get everything sorted out. We didn't get... We didn't get in this mess, my friends, overnight. It took some time. So it's going to take some time to get everything sorted out. It's a process. And I know that the process gets tiring. I know. I wish I could wave. You know, I got a pen in my hand right now. And I wish that I could make this into a little magic wand. And I wish I could wave it over all of us and everything be resolved and stuff like that. But, you know, Spirit told me that we can't do that because there are lessons to learn. Every situation, like tonight, there are lessons that we should be learning out of this. You know, there's things that everything teaches us. Hold on for just a minute. I want us to pray right now for the Congress people, the Senate, the President, that this nonsense thing, this bickering thing that they do is done. Grade school mentality belongs in grade school. Doesn't belong right here, right now. And that's what I feel like we have here. And so what we're going to do in these last 8 minutes is we're going to set our intent that this is taken care of. Lots of people could lose their jobs tonight. Lots of people could lose things, but I don't see that. So we're not going to put that intent out there. What we're going to do is put an intent out there that this is going to be resolved. And I'm going to go out on a limb. And I'm going to say by 9 o'clock Central Time that the news thing is going to come across the screen that says that a deal has been made and that the government's not going to be shut down. I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to believe Spirit. That will give Spirit 2 hours to work, which they don't need that long. But I'm going to go out and I'm going to predict that at 9 o'clock Central Time, that a deal has been made. I don't know if a deal's already been made. I don't know that. I've been on air. So I'm going to say at 9 o'clock that a deal's been made. Okay, so that's 9 o'clock Central. That's 2 hours from right now. Basically about 2 hours from right now. All right? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, Mother, God, thank you, first of all, for this program. Thank you for my listeners that called in tonight. And as I get ready to close out, Father, Mother, God, I stand on what I just said. And I believe that all things are possible. I remember one time when I was real young, I preached a sermon about that there's no impossible with you. There's only possibility. And so tonight I pray that this thing with the government is just settled, that there's a deal, that this is resolved. And I believe it, I stand on it, and I call it done. And we thank you for it. We say namaste, and we say amen. All right, it's done, guys. It's done. Not going to worry about it. It's done. So enjoy your evening. It's, you know, don't go into a place of worry. It's done. Let's just stand on that. So, but tonight, you know, I just want to say I love you guys. Again, our email address is youareawakening@gmail.com. If you would like to make a donation, you can do that by going to www.spiritualtalkradio.net. That's done. Taken care of. Done. And so, but if you would like to make a donation, that's great. All donations go towards the program. Goes towards the finances of this program. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do that by going to www.insightswithmichael.com. Also, the one that will tell you is Stephen, which is my spirit guide. Now you can get a channeled reading with him if you would like to. You can do that by visiting our website, www.insightswithmichael.com. You'll find the prices right there on that front page, and a donation, not a donation button, but a book. Yeah, I've been reading for a while. Let me get my tongue unwrapped here. Okay, there we go. You'll find a book of reading button right there. So, yeah. Tomorrow, Chris is going to be with me. I'm excited about ahead, guys. I'm super excited about October. I don't know why I'm super excited, but I believe that our better days are ahead. And not just for this program, not just for you and me, but for our world. I believe our better days are ahead. Thank you so much for being here tonight. We're getting ready to close out. So you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. I promise. Join me tomorrow with Chris, 5 p.m. Central. Until then, peace be with you. Talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Be an easier ride when you wake up beneath the bright blue sky. Let the past be gone and never wonder why. Peace be with you. May your soul be free. Let your heart
be with you.